some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday morning. Can you believe it? The week is almost half over. It's Happy Hump Day, and we are lucky today to have psychic Sue Davey calling in from across the pond, as we like to say. And Sue is a well-known psychic in the UK, and we are lucky to have her on Rated G Radio. She's going to be taking your calls in just a moment. If your call has already been pre-screened, that means I've asked you for your name. We're going to get to you as quickly as we can. If you have not been pre-screened yet, fear not. We're going to take as many calls as we can in this exciting one-hour broadcast. And while Sue, and I'm already going to telegraph, here is our first caller, Kathy. Kathy's going to be on the line in just a couple of moments. So while Sue is talking to Kathy, I'm going to go pre-screen more calls. So stay tight. And if your phone is on mute, you need to unmute it, because when I open up the phone line, because see, you're already on mute when you call into the show. When I unmute my line to talk to you, I'll need to get your name so I can introduce you to Sue and get you going. Here's just a real quick roadmap of what we're doing this week. I'm kind of on like a summer vacation mentality for the program right now, because I took yesterday off and I'm taking tomorrow night off, but I have a good excuse for both. Last night I went to Lit Up Orange County. It's a place where authors go, and once a month in Tustin, California at Keen's Coffee, Maddie Margarita selects three authors to do a reading and a Q&A, and last night was super, super fun, and that's what I did last night. Tomorrow night, I'm going to a movie premiere in Hollywood for this new blockbuster science fiction film called Telios. It's a cast and crew screening and VIP. So when I got the invitation for that, I said, I told my host for Rated LGBT Radio tomorrow night, Rob Watson, I said, Rob, you can do the show yourself, but I'm going to the premiere. And he says, okay, we'll skip this week's show. So last night and Thursday, sorry, folks. But on Monday's program, we had author PJ Kalando. She has a new book out called Hashes and Bashes, and it's about a Midwestern farming family and some intrigue and things that go on and looking at life in a direction that may surprise you. So if you'd like to hear about PJ Kalando's book, please go check out Monday's show. Of course, Sue Davey will be on in just a moment now. And on Friday morning's Friday Dance Party, Tim Kaine with the group called Boys Entrance is going to be joining us talking about their new album called Tunnel Vision. And Boys Entrance, just as a little side note here, so this is the thing that I find interesting, so we're going to find out all about this from Tim on Friday. You remember all those boy bands in like the 90s, like NSYNC and Boys to Men and I'll say New Edition. That's 80s. But, you know, you get the idea. All the boy bands. Boys Entrance was one of those boy bands that was bubbling under the superstardom category but never really broke through. But they've had albums come out and that have been very successful for them. And, you know, I'm just fascinated to talk to Tim about, you know, their journey as musicians when, you know, they would really have liked to have been playing stadium tours and things like that. But they had, you know, really good success on a smaller scale that, you know, but I've never heard of them until now. So we're going to play Boys Entrance, and it's going to be like dancey types of music. So Friday morning at 8 a.m., if you want to tune in, that would be really cool. So today, I always say without further ado, it's my pleasure and honor to welcome Sue Davey back to the program. We were talking before the show started, and I said, we need to get Sue back before the end of the year. So everybody who's calling in today, fear not, we'll have Sue back sometime before the end of the year, hopefully a couple of times. But Sue, how are you today?
I'm really good, thank you. I don't know if Blog Talk are having technical issues or whether it's my laptop, because you're coming in and out, and my partner's just been trying to get on to listen, and he says he's having a problem getting on the show.
Oh,
so I don't know
goodness.
If anybody else is, but I just thought I'd let you know. If I have to disconnect from here, then I'll just ring straight back in. So, but if you can hear me.
You're fine from my end. Do I sound terrible here?
Yeah, you do. You're kind of sounding a bit tinny here and there. It's like coming in and out, so I'm not really sure which end it is. But
oh, goodness.
It's good. It's probably because I've just built up loads of energy again. Good afternoon, everybody, anyway, from the UK. And, well, good morning to you all over across the pond, obviously. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for taking time out of your schedule here. By the way, you know, I just want to make sure everybody knows on the show page, if you would like to connect with Sue and get a private reading, because again, you know, we I don't want to call it churn and burn, but we've got a lot of people. So you get to ask one question today and Sue will talk to you and help you with that. But if you have more questions or want to have a private reading, which is always what I think is more fun anyway, because then you get her for yourself. There's a link for Sue's Facebook page, her website, and also Twitter. So you can connect with Sue and send her your information and book a private reading just for your very own. So Sue, before we get going, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners before we open up the phone lines and have Kathy come on with her question?
What I'll do is I did on the last show, Garrett, we'll run some Reiki energy through the show. So everybody that's open to receiving, just take some nice deep breaths, 3 deep breaths in and out, and then the Reiki energy will just flow for the whole time of the show.
Okay, I've got my 3 breaths.
And we're good to go. Well, we're kind of good to go. I might have to ring in, actually, because I'm not hearing anything as much my end.
Okay. How about that? I'm going to try this. What? Let's see here. I'm wondering, are you able to hear me if I do this?
Hear me if I do this, Sue? No. Interesting. Okay, hold on here. We're going to go back. Sorry, everybody. Hang tight. We're trying this again. So, how is that? I reconnected my audio source. Is it, maybe it's like Mercury retrograde or something that's going on, Sue? I don't know. Sue, are you there, my dear?
I tell you what, Garrett, if you can just sort of like talk to the people for a few minutes, I'll come out the direct connect and I'll just go, I'll come on the phone and we'll try that. Okay.
Okay,
darling. Speak to you in a minute.
Okay, cool. Well, while we have Sue try to call back in, we have this really cool thing on Blog Talk. It's called Direct Connect. It's kind of like what you would think of Skype, except there's no video for it. This is just audio. And so Blog Talk has this new platform called Direct Connect. And when it works brilliantly. And then when it works horribly, it works really, really horribly. It's kind of like, what's that? There's like a nursery rhyme about when the girl was really, really good, she was really, really good. But when she was really, really bad, she was really, really bad. That's kind of Direct Connect. And a lot of times it will be quite wonderful. And then there's days like today where it can be a little tinny or hard to hear. So when we open up the phone, like, you know what? I'm just going to do this. I'll bring Kathy on. Kathy, I don't have Sue here for you yet, but am I coming through okay for you? Or do I sound terrible? Kathy, are you there? Oh, let's, okay, we'll try this again. How about Yvette? Yvette, are you there?
I hear you perfectly.
Okay, then maybe it's, you know, it's that weird, you know, it's that weird Mercury retrograde stuff. Okay, so I think this is Sue. So Sue, are you back? I see Sue's line here. There we go. Okay. Well, gosh darn it. So we have Yvette on the line. Yvette, do you want to be our first caller today, and then we'll get to Kathy next?
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead. What's your question for Sue?
Hi, Sue. Can we just ask a general love question?
Of course you can, darling.
Thank you. Just kind of like see what's
so
coming up.
You just want a general love question.
Yeah.
So just, what you want to know, when, where.
Or whatever you're getting. Yeah.
I was just saying when, where, how tall, personality. Actually, do you know what? That's real bizarre because I like my guide just walked back in the room because he was like he was having a moment, and he's actually walked in and he's showing me a really nice. Right, don't take this the wrong way. He's not the best looking man in the world, but the personality is to die for with this guy that he's showing me at the moment. He's absolutely amazing. He's showing me that you're going to meet him in maybe not quite a normal setting that you would meet him in. So he's advising you maybe that when you go out, just try a few places. And this guy is, I would say, he's reasonably tall from what I'm seeing. He's a boy, well, yeah, he's touching 6 foot. Like I said, no disrespect to him because he's lovely. He's saying not to go for the looks
because this guy's personality just completely makes up for it. He's a loving, caring type of person, and my guide feels that this is the sort of person that you actually do need in your life, because I should have warned you all up front, my guide does just come straight out with stuff. You've not maybe had some good choices in the past, so this one that's kind of lined up for you is going to be like a really good choice. I'm not going to say, I can't say we're going to meet him, but we're looking, I don't really like to put frames on it because circumstances just change things. But we're looking sort of like towards, from between now and up to Christmas time, you are going to bump into this gentleman.
Okay, cool. I mean, I don't, like, looks are just kind of, well, looks kind of can go either way. It really doesn't really matter, but am I attracted to him?
Sorry, say that again.
I said looks can go either way, you know, but am I attracted to him?
Oh, yeah, you'll definitely be attracted to him.
Okay.
Because it's his personality that's going to get you.
Okay. Cool.
it's definitely his personality. He's got such a cheeky grin.
Okay. Anything else I need to know?
Okay. That's all I've got for you at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
You came in perfectly. Now,
thank you.
Kind of going back and forth, but now you're perfect.
Thanks, Yvette. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh,
okay,
thank
cool.
you. Okay.
So it sounds like we've got our technical difficulties conquered here. So I think we're ready to rock and roll. Right on. Kathy, let's see if I've got you back.
Oh, yeah, I'm
Kathy.
Here.
There
I
we go.
Here.
Yay, Kathy. Okay,
here.
You're live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
my question is, when will I retire from this job?
Oh, do you know, I'm having serious problems. Isn't it? I've tried everything. Right, so if I don't get your question first time, I'll ask you.
She wants to know when
Sorry,
she was
Kathy,
going to retire from her job.
There. I'm saying I'm having a few, I don't know what's going on. Our internet where I live isn't the best in the world, so we do. Oh! Hmm. 6 to 8 months I'm getting with that one, because something's going to come in that enable you to retire quicker than you was hoping to. But I'm definitely being shown 6-8, which is 6 to 8 months for mine. My guide says you're looking forward to this retirement. You just want out, really.
Yes.
Oh yeah. He said it can't come soon enough for you. So he's giving me, he's like holding up two scoreboards. One's got 6 on it, one's got 8 on it. So between 6 to 8 months, and like I said, I don't stick to time frames, so don't shoot the messenger, because sometimes circumstances come in and it's like, you know, other people and stuff. But that's what he's showing me at the moment, Kathy. And oh, you're gonna be so relieved when you can just go, yeah, you'll be like celebrating and everything.
I'll be free. Okay, thank
you'll
you.
Be free, yes, because you've got a little purpose that you need to be following, a little life purpose that you need to be following, and I don't think you've had the time to fully embrace what you really want to do. So you'll be, you know, freed up to be able to do that.
You know what it will be. Something of service?
No, that's not coming through for me. That's something that's like, it's like a little soul thing that you've got going on. You what, sorry?
Okay.
Hello, sorry, Kathy. What did you say?
Oh, okay, a soul thing. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Kathy, I'm just really not getting enough to listen.
She just said, you know,
it's okay.
So
I'm going to try my laptop again as well.
Comment about a soul thing.
I'm really,
so.
it's like, I'm really trying not to get stressed so I stay connected to people's energies. But, no. Yeah, it's a little soul purpose that she's got, and I'm not sort of like being privy to showing what that is at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, take care. Okay, let's go to caller number 3. It's going to be Wendy.
Okay, darling. Thank you, Kathy.
Wendy, you're now live with Sue. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
and what's
Sue.
Your question?
Thank you very much. Hi, Sue. I've got 15 years call center experience in vision insurance.
Hi, Wendy.
And I applied. Good morning. Nice to meet you. And applied for
Hi,
a call
Wendy.
Center. Yes. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm listening. Sorry.
Thank you. I applied for a call center position at Blue Cross on June 25th.
Hi, Wendy. Yeah, I'm sort of like you coming in, darling. Sorry.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Sue, are you able to hear Wendy?
No, I really can't. Garrett, I'm really going to apologize because I really don't. No, I can't hear her properly, sweetheart. That's the problem.
Oh, my goodness. Do you want to try connecting back in?
Give me a minute,
or...
I'm trying to talk out some technical issues this end as well. I'll try to connect again because I think I'm going to have to reboot my internet from this end. And see if we can go a bit.
Too.
Yeah, if you don't mind
we'll
just
stall.
Sort of like holding the fort for me.
Yeah, we'll stall a little bit.
I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Cool. So, Wendy, don't go anywhere. We're going to keep you on the line here. And when Sue reconnects in, you know, that's one of the joys of live radio, Wendy, is you never know. Sometimes things go super fantastic smooth, and then other times you have technical things. And especially when, you know, they're calling from across the pond, you never know what's going to happen. I do three interviews a week with a radio station in the UK called Chat and Spin Radio. Monday and Tuesday, I always do my interview at 9:35 in the morning. I do the same time on Thursdays, too. And we do it on Skype. And sometimes Skype works really, really well. And then sometimes Skype is absolutely horrible. But, you know, it's the same time every single week. And it's interesting because we'll be talking and it will sound sometimes like we're underwater. And other times the connection just isn't there at all. And then sometimes it works great. Most of the time it works great. But it's always interesting to hear or not hear what's going on. And they always panic if, you know, and quite frankly, Wendy, you know, the time of the day that I do this, I don't really look my best. And they always panic if I don't have my camera on so they can see me, you know, here in my studio. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not a pretty thing. Cause I'm usually, you know, just finishing my cardio and I'm racing over to the studio to log in so I can do my call with them. But anyway, what part of the country
Garrett,
are you calling from?
Garrett, you always look your best.
Oh, bless your heart. Your check will clear this week, Wendy, I'm telling you. So.
And so I'm a very patient lady, and it'll be interesting to see what Sue sees for me.
Yeah. So you've always been in a call center and in vision. That's interesting. How did you get started with that?
I had gone back to college. And I graduated 4.0 for medical and legal secretary.
Wow.
I never used my legal experience, but I was considered world class in this major vision insurance company for 15 years. And then I lost my job wrongfully. I was treated very badly. And I finally got a job at a well-known bank call center, and it was not the professional ambiance that I'm accustomed to. And then I had a medical emergency in November of last year, and I'm to a point now where I can start work again.
So you're ready.
And I'm ready, and everything looks good online. That I'm under hiring manager review, so that gives me hope.
Oh yeah, well that's always a good sign, you know. I don't, you know, and I'm looking. And I don't think this is a big secret, so I'll share it. I'm looking for, you know, other day work. Call it the day work. I don't care if it's nighttime or mid afternoon or middle of the night or whatever. But I'm looking for another, you know, quote unquote day job, so I can do fun things like this show and my music and, you know, all that fun stuff. And it's interesting, you know, you apply. You think, I'm clearly the best candidate for this, but, you know, you don't get the job for one reason or another, or, you know, you get to a certain point and then it just doesn't go. And I'm a firm believer, and, you know, people can, you know, like this or not, but I'm a firm believer that if it doesn't happen, it's totally not supposed to happen, because something, you know, that you're really supposed to do is around the corner. But it's tough because you're like, I got rent to pay, I've got bills piling up, and I want to go buy this crazy thing called food and eat. And you're like, you know, can't they see how perfect that? Well, you might be perfect, but maybe they're not perfect for you, you know. And so I think that's always tough, because, you know, you're out there trying to make it happen, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't go as planned. So I don't
know.
True.
And I've walked down that road, and I am proud of my optimism and my professional forward momentum.
Good for you.
And my ability. And my ability to present myself in a panel interview articulately and be a little bit of an actress.
Yeah, we have to be.
Yes.
You know, panel interviews are interesting. What was there anything about the panel interview that you loved?
You know, I put on my professional demeanor and self-confidence, and I walked in there and I was calm, and I actually enjoyed it. I was ready for almost anything that they could throw at me, and I think I was well received. Not everybody walks in their door with 15 years tenure, and I do not have a BA degree. However, it takes a lot of skill to be able to handle that kind of job in that environment.
Well, you know, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, we forget when we call places that, you know, oh, they're just, you know, they're the operator on the phone or something like that. And you don't really get the fact that you do need a lot of skill and education and training to be able to be effective in that, because you're really, you know, that caller's advocate when they call in. You're there to help them. And, you know, without all of that background, you know, their experience with the company can be, you know, less than satisfying, and you're there to make people happy. So, you know, I think it's important that you have all of that.
That's a very good point, because there are also Health Insurance Portability Act laws that must be respected at all times. And you want to give complete and accurate information.
Right.
And then there's average call time. There's a lot of balancing that goes on. It's the ability to engage the caller and to focus on their concern.
Well, I think now's a perfect time to see if we've got Sue back here. Wendy, hold on. Let's see. She's trying to direct connect back in. Sue, let's try this again. How are you?
I'm good. I really do apologize for that. Our internet just decided to just throw a right wobbly this end. So, but I'm back. If you can hear me okay, and I'm getting you loud and clear as well.
There we go, Wendy. You're now live with Sue. Go ahead.
Hi, Wendy. I do apologize, darling.
Good morning, Sue. It's nice to meet you.
And you.
Thank you. I applied online for a major medical insurance company for a call center job. On June 25th, I got a call from the hiring manager about 3 weeks later. I had a panel interview on July 29th. I've not heard anything. I sent two very professionally written thank you notes. And when I check online, it does show that I am still under hiring manager review. The job was supposed to start on September the 6th. Do you feel that they're going to hire me and hopefully keep me for several years?
Right, Wendy. Do you know what? The whole situation around this is really, really cloudy. Now, I know that you're saying that it's saying that you're under review on there, but I'm getting the feeling somewhere something's been lost, some information that they haven't received, or they've emailed you for some information in some way. It's really, really confusing. And there was another job that you applied for, wasn't there?
There was another job that I applied for at HealthNet, and similar position, and I've not heard from them either.
Yeah. I Wow, what is that banging? sounds like someone's chopping the house down. Right, my guide's saying, actually, maybe you should cast your net a little bit wider. Maybe you should maybe look in a slightly different area for a job as well, and not just restrict yourself to the, you know, like the healthcare area. Because if you're restricting yourself just to one area, you're kind of stopping the flow of employment coming into you. So he's suggesting that you open yourself up and be a bit wider and a bit more open to receiving employment of some kind. Not, I'm not saying just like take anything, but what he's saying is to like open yourself up more to a variety of employment rather than just restricting yourself to one area. Because it feels like you're blocking the flow somewhere, and then, and if you don't mind me saying so, I'm picking up that your chakras are actually a little bit blocked as well, because you're feeling a bit disillusioned with yourself as well on this.
Well, thank you for that. When she called me, I saved her phone number in my cell phone, but when I tried to call out, it will not work. So I could probably figure out her email, but I haven't done that because I'm afraid she might consider it a violation of her privacy for me to do that. I have considered calling customer service and asking for her by name and perhaps being connected to her voicemail. Would she welcome that? Would that be okay?
I would go with that. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, where, you know, like going via straight through to her email. If you're not being able to ring out to the number, maybe there's been like a missed digit, wrong way round or something. It could, like I'm saying, I'm seeing that someone, something is not showing up clearly, as if something has been missed out or forgotten. So,
okay.
Ring customer services, Wendy, and just have a word. I mean, you know, just voice your concerns a little bit, and maybe leave it open and just like give them your name, number, email that they can contact you on. And then it's like, you know, it's open for her to then come back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've not heard either way, and I have felt still confident because as recently as a week ago, I sent that letter, and it has my name and it has my telephone number, so that would certainly remind them of me, even if they had
misplaced. Yeah, Wendy, I would go down that route, darling. Okay, and I wish you every success, but like I said, open yourself up a little bit. Don't block the flow of for employment, should I say. So it was
okay.
Lovely speaking to you again anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy, for your call. Thanks for being so patient and visiting with me. It was fun to get to know you. Our next caller is Stacy. Stacy, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Garrett. Hi, Sue. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Hi, Stacy. Oh, you're lovely. I love your energy. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
You're lovely, aren't you?
Thank you. I guess I'm trying to be in good spirits because it's the same thing like Wendy said. Want to know when you see the next job coming in.
Right, I'm being shown secretarial work, but that's not really your forte.
Yes. I do that. Like, I had my background in legal secretarial, actually. I would love to get like legal assistant or paralegal eventually, but I was working for one. It wasn't paying. So look to see what you see, what kind of field you're going in.
Right, I think I need to tone down my energy again because I think I'm affecting the internet again. Right, I did actually get most of that question anyway, Stacey. So if you can still hear me, I would, same as what I said to Wendy, actually, widen your net a little bit as well. Maybe look a little bit further afield, even if it means sort of like traveling a little bit further out, possibly. Because I feel that if you sort of like, if you focused on just one area, it kind of blocks the flow. You know, the universe is good at sort of like supplying us stuff, but it likes a little.
Like,
Stacey, now we're losing you a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Not well. So we'll try again. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I do try like north of me, south of me, and different fields. I'm trying differently. I just want to know, like,
Can I stop you there? Can I just stop you there? You know when you just said you're trying desperately?
Diligently.
Oh, diligently. Sorry. I do apologize. I thought you said desperately. But even diligently, the trying bit. Let go of the trying part of it. Your resume's out there. And just sort of like, just kind of know that, you know, the right job for you is just waiting just to sort of like jump on you and go, yes, I'm here. I'm getting, it's like I've disconnected from Wendy's energy and I've tuned into yours, and I'm kind of getting the same thing with you now. I'm kind of getting like blockages through your chakras, which I feel like also blocking stuff coming into you as well, because you've been looking really hard for a job, and I do see something coming in for you, but unfortunately it's not right in the face. It's like staring me right in the face as if to say, yeah, you're going to start work next week. So I'm not getting a specific time frame on this, darling. I would suggest that, yeah, just keep widening your net and just putting your resumes out. And when you put your resume out, just put it out with like a love and blessing and just sort of like send it out and mentally say, thank you for going to the right employer that's going to provide me the perfect employment. You know, send your wishes out with your resume when they go. And then when the employers get them, it's like good energy is going to turn up on their desk or in their email box.
Wow. No, hopefully, because, I mean, my dating life, that's been on hold, too, because of it. And there's a guy that likes me that I saw for the weekend just as a friend, and I do not like him like that. There's no chemistry on my part. You know, I want somebody I'm attracted to. So I don't want to settle like that. Somebody likes you and they don't have attributes that you like. You know what I mean. And I
yeah,
just told them.
Stacey, I don't mean to interrupt you, darling, but being I've had a few technical difficulties, we've got a few people waiting to sort of like get their question. And it is just like just for one question. So I do apologize.
I just want to know what month looks good as far as working.
It's not coming clear. It's not giving me a definite month. This is what I'm saying. It's not right smack bang in my face that it's going to be happening very soon. It's just a case of like you're going to still be putting your resumes out for a little bit longer.
Oh God,
there's no income coming in.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Really
well, Stacey, we're going to send you good vibes, and we want an update next month. And
absolutely.
Keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, I will send you loads of good energy, darling. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for being patient and waiting. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Our next caller, and by the way, we're at the halfway point of the show, and I'm real sorry for the technical difficulties, but like we said, sometimes that's live radio. We want to encourage you, if you'd like to book a private appointment with Sue, to go to her Facebook page, website, or Twitter. All the links are on the show page, and you can find her information there. Just tell her that you heard her on the show, and you'd like to book your own appointment. Our next caller is Lauren. Lauren, you are now live with Sue. Welcome to the program, and what's your question for Sue?
Yes, hi, Sue.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, I was just wondering, I interviewed for a job last week or the week after, before that, and I also put my resume out to somebody yesterday as well, and I'm just wondering if you see any of those coming through for me.
Something's going to come in, oh God, I can't even speak now. Something will be coming in for you in approximately 2 weeks. I'm not getting whether it's a specific job offer. It may be like an interview, first interview, second interview, kind of thing. But this is actually coming in with the number two. My guide's sort of like sticking two fingers up at me. If you could see him, you'd laugh. So he's saying, and I'm like checked in with him, is it two weeks, 2 months? But he's saying 2 weeks with this. But then I do feel that there's going to be something else coming in as well, that with another job offer or job interview. So there's a possibility coming up for you, sweetheart, that you're going to have a choice of these two jobs, and it will be your decision with sort of like regarding location and obviously wages and where you feel you will be happiest. So don't make just a decision on the fact that, you know, oh yeah, cool, I've got a job, and you get there and you don't like it. You know, it's the one, it's going to be the job that's going to sort of like give you some satisfaction for yourself, and it's going to make you happy working there. You know, the energies will be right for you, because you're quite sensitive to energies, actually.
Oh yeah, I am, for sure.
Absolutely,
unequivocally.
Oh, thank you, Lauren. You're lovely.
Thank you.
You so
God
much.
Bless. God
Good
bless.
Luck,
thank
sweetheart.
You.
Thank
Good
you.
Good luck with that internet.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.
All right. Thanks. Good.
And our next caller is Jade. Jade, you are now live on the show with Sue. Thanks for waiting. And what's your question for Sue today? Jade, hello. Well, we're gonna put Jade back on hold. We'll go to Dee Dee next. Dee Dee, you are now live with Sue. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Sue? Oh, there we go. Dee Dee dropped. Let's try again. It's technical Wednesday. Yvonne, let's try your line. Yvonne, welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Thank you.
Hi,
Sue. I'm delighted to have a meeting with you. Thank you.
It's lovely to connect with you too, sweetheart.
Okay, great. I have another finances question to see. Do you see me finding a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow or something?
Oh, if I could answer that, Yvonne, I'd be joining you and grabbing mine. Finances is a kind of like a tricky one when people ask, because you just never know what's going to come in. I mean, I could say to you, well, you know, at the moment I don't really see much, and then you can go out and do the lottery next week or buy a scratch card and then like come back to me and go, guess what, I'm a millionaire, and I'll be, guess what, I love you. But finances, from what I'm getting with my guide, actually, yeah, you've had a bit of a, like, wading through the mud kind of time. I do see, like, do you know what? If we could have visuals for this now, it would be amazing. My guide is actually just wading through mud. But what he's doing is kind of like, he's pulling his legs out of these welly boots that are kind of stuck. And he's still sort of moving forward. Mm-hmm. So basically what he's saying is, yes, it's been a bit stodgy and a bit sticky for, you know, the past good few months, but he would like you to keep moving forward and keeping positive.
Okay.
He says that, you know, you're more blessed than you actually give yourself credit for, actually. You kind of beat yourself up a little bit over things, and you're a bit hard on yourself. So he would like you to lighten up a bit. And then I think this is where the lightening up bit's coming from, where he's just like oinking himself out of his welly boots and keep marching forward and bringing that inner strength back out. I do see a slight improvement coming in for you. I'm not going to promise you the world and say, yes, you're going to sort of like, you know, hit the jackpot. But I do see improvements. Little improvements coming in for you, and these little improvements will then go on to making your life a bit easier, sweetheart.
Okay, great. Because I'm grateful about the things I do have, and I'm throwing out attention, trying to be, you know, positive about it. Great.
I know. But like I said, we all have our moments. We all have our doubts. So, we all get stuck in that mud pit occasionally, don't we? But you're doing really well, actually. Just give yourself a little bit more credit. Next time you're looking in the mirror, right, I want you to give yourself a big, massive smile, because you've got a gorgeous smile. big, massive smile, stand there, look at yourself and go, do you know what? I really love you so much. And do you know what? You are absolutely fantastic. You know, just appreciate yourself a little bit more, please.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, guys. It's wonderful. Thank you. And
have
that's
a terrific
call coming. Okay, thank
you. Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. There we go. See, now we're on a roll. Okay, Sue, here we go. Our next caller is Cindy. And now let's see here. I just hit Trisha's line. I'm sorry, Trisha. I got Cindy here next. Cindy, you're on the line with Sue. Welcome to the program. What's your question for Sue?
Hi, thank you. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. My question is, I was wondering if you could give me some insight on relationships. And if you see someone coming in to my life that will be a lifetime partner for me, that's the right fit.
Just give me a minute. Right, my guide's saying keep your options open as well regarding men. He's showing me two men. I mean, it's going to be one of those, you know, like buses. You don't get any and all of a sudden they all come along at once. It's kind of be like that with your man sort of thing. You're not going to sort of like, you haven't sort of like been in a, you know, a massively brilliant relationship. So you're having a bit of a time out, but then all of a sudden you're going to get these two guys coming in. Once again, it's going to be down to choice with you, who you feel that you want to spend your rest of your life with, really. Because with both these guys, I think they would just drop at your feet and think, oh, God, yeah, we want to be with her. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a two-way street. And obviously, it's going to be the guy that you pick. They're both very similar in looks, these guys. I'm thinking maybe following the trend of sort of like maybe kind of like a guy that you sort of normally go for looks wise. They're quite pleasant looking, and it's looking, sorry, I do apologize, my guy tends to sort of just wander around and then come back again. He's saying the first one will be showing up late September, early October time, followed not too shortly by the second one. And he's also saying that you need to be out and about. They're not going to just like come knocking on your door. So he would love you to get out with your girlfriends, go and have some fun. Even when you're out on your own, don't sort of like, you know, shut yourself off, because these kind of things can just come in at random opportunities. You could like, you can meet someone just as much in a pub or club as you could in a supermarket, you know. So it's like being aware of who and what's around you. You know, like when you're shopping and you're sort of pushing your trolley down the aisle, if you see a guy, if he's just putting like meals for one in his trolley, maybe you should, you know, check him out to see what he's like. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And if you're giving out any free samples, you can have a taste test.
Yeah, I forgot about that bit. Well done, Garrett.
Okay. Just like at Costco, you know. Okay.
Oh, I love that. I can just see it now, sort of like stand there going, can I try that? And the guy's going, try what? And she's going to be like, well, you for a start. No, sorry. Right.
Very cool. Very cool.
Okay.
Do you see, like, where I'll meet these guys?
No, sorry. Like I said, keep your options open. You could be in a club. You could be in the supermarket. Just watch out and just see what comes in for you, sweetheart. Okay.
All right, cool. All right.
Thanks, Cindy. Keep us posted. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take our next caller here. This comes from Trisha. Trisha, thanks for being patient and waiting. You are now live with Sue. What's your question?
Oh, hi, Sue. Hi, Garrett. Thank you for your call. I wanted to find out some insight on my home. I bought a house, and I'm not sure. I've been here for a few years. If this is where I need to stay, sell. I've been trying to refinance, trying to the income's not coming in. So do you see the money coming in from some sort of source so I can finish this project?
Hi, Tricia. Right, my guide's saying move. He's saying that this isn't a house for you. He's he's showing me, like, you know, like estate agents and brochures with all different kinds of properties in. But there's something that's not quite gelling with you in the house energy. There's a different house that he's showing me. I'm not getting a massively clear picture. He's just saying to move. I've got a real weird noise coming down my earpiece now. The house that you're in has cost you a lot of money so far, and he's now sort of like showing me. He's like showing me stuff that's in like relation to chucking, you know, good money after bad, bad money after good. I can never remember which way around it goes, but you know when you're just chucking money at something, but you're not really getting anywhere.
Yeah,
he's saying to me basically he feels that, you know, you should like cut this loose in some way, shape or form and find a slightly different property. He's showing me downsizing a little bit as well, but I feel that the property you're in it's not conducive to you and your energy, because you're also quite sensitive to energies as well. So he's showing me another property. He's showing me water near it as well. So something near water, because I think that would benefit your energies as well.
Is it in this? Is it in California, or is it in the state, or is it a big move, or?
Right, don't get me wrong here, because I can never comprehend the size of America. So I'm seeing it's going to be a bit of a distance, but for me, from like my perspective, it doesn't seem that far of a move to me. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like when I talk to people in America and I go like, you know, well, how far is it to yours? And they go, well, you have to go there and it takes me 11 hours to drive. I'm like, oh, wow. But, you know, it definitely is a relocation coming up, and I'm seeing water around it as well, which, like I said, it would benefit you. I'm trying to work out now if he's showing me a lakeshore or a seashore. Give me a minute. Right, he's showing me more of like a seaside, a beach area around near this where this new property would be. That's what he's showing me at the moment.
Okay. All right. And so the funds will come from selling the house. I mean, I'll get
the funds.
The
funds will come from selling the house for you to purchase your new property. I think that's why he's showing me downsizing. But it will be more conducive to you and your energy, sweetheart.
Okay, because I do feel stagnant here. I never used to, because it was sort of busy work. But lately I've just been feeling stagnant, and it's not creating my income from my books or anything. It's sort of, you know.
Stagnant energy for me personally, I would say it's time to move. Obviously, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's down to you, your choice, how you feel and what feels right to you.
Okay. Oh,
all right, my darling.
Thank you, Tricia.
I wish you lots of luck. Don't forget to send me a postcard.
I just have to find where I'm going.
Okay. Yeah, it's still coming. Don't you worry.
Go.
You'll know.
Thank you, Tricia.
Right.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Tricia.
We are going to try going. We're going to try Jade one more time. If we don't get you, Jade, then we're going to move on. Jade, we're clearing your line. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're live with Sue.
Hi, Jade.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question?
I'm a question regarding, I have a rental property up for sale. I've had some showings, but no offer yet. And in the middle of last month, I switched with a new realtor. But like I said, no offer yet, and I wanted to see what you're picking up as far as the sale when you see me selling it, and if I'll be getting, like, my asking price.
Right. He's showing me an arrow pointing downwards. I'm getting the feeling that maybe you might have to reduce your asking price.
I just reduced it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, okay then. Right. Putting the positive energy. I do see it, actually. Yeah, I do see it going. He's now showing me an arrow pointing sort of like forwards. I'm not getting any specific date on this, but once again, like I said, it's, you know, I could say a certain date and then something else could come in. So with circumstance, I'm not really one like to put a specific time frame on things. Although he is showing me the numbers. What are you showing me? That's upside down. Right, he's showing me the number 3, and then he's also showing me point five. So three to 3.5 months. We're saying, like, you know, you should be sort of getting something a bit more concrete coming in regarding this. Like you said, well, we've said you've already reduced the price a little bit. You could also try putting, doing a positive energy. Can you still, like, you can go into the property, yeah?
Yeah, I can go in, but it has, like, tenants. But, you know, the property is very well maintained, you know. The units
yeah,
are rented.
Yeah, no,
that's
what
a good thing.
Gonna, I wasn't going to say about the maintenance side. I was going to say about the energetic side of it. You could sort of, like, maybe ask your tenants, possibly maybe one day, just to sort of like open all the windows in the house and just sort of like, if you could walk around and just put a positive intention into every room, as in like energetically sweeping it as such. If you just sort of walk around, see, I don't know how open your tenants are to this, but if you could walk around sort of like waving your hands in the air or just clapping and clearing the energy out of every room, all the negative energies will leave. Like all the residual energies will actually leave the house and then bring some positive energies in, which would then attract more buyers. I'm going to unashamedly plug myself now. I've actually done long distance energetic house clearings for a couple of clients. And one lady, bless her, I scheduled an appointment with her at 7 p.m. and she messaged me, said, could I reschedule it? Because she had two people coming in to view the property, which was great. And then she did go on to sell it. So, but you could sort of like set the intention and just boost up the energies in the house some way.
Yes, I have. I have done all that. They even have a prayer. I pray every day, St. Joseph, you know. So I'm doing everything I can on my end as well. And I've been doing it for quite some time now.
Right. With your permission, would you mind if I sent some healing, clearing energies into that property for you?
Yes, that's fine.
Is that okay? Thank you very much. I will do that a bit later on. Thank you.
Okay, Jade. We're going to move on, but I appreciate your patience in waiting, and good luck in selling that house so it is on its way.
Absolutely. That's going to get sold.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just is. That's the way it's going to be. And I'm going to try to do one more live call with Regina, and then we're going to try to take a question out of the chat room, and then we'll see where we're at, but we may be out of time at that point. If you did not get your question answered today, Sue's Facebook, website, and Twitter links are all on the show page, and she would love to hear from you. So if you would like to have a private reading with Sue, contact her, and she will talk about rates and how much time you get and all that fun stuff and get that scheduled. So please do that. And our next caller is Regina. Regina, thanks for being so patient and waiting. You're live with Sue. What's your question today?
Hi, Sue. Oh, hi, Gary.
Hiya.
My question is, I have an interview coming up this Friday, and also I had a staffing agency that reached out to me last Thursday, and I did like an initial phone interview. Do you see anything turning out with those two jobs or anything coming up for me?
Right, these two jobs are sort of like being a bit shrouded in mist at the moment. So that's like, if that's not giving me a clear picture. But then he's showing me another building. He's showing me you walking into, dressed very smartly, as well as if you was going to an interview. Yeah, I'm not getting a clear picture of the building as such. It's quite a big bit. Oh, it's got a lot of glass. Right, yeah, it's kind of like one of these really modern glass buildings that seems to be mainly glass than anything else. So it's, you know, relatively modern building.
Okay.
Fairly new build building as well that he's showing me.
Okay.
I think it might not be quite in the area that you normally specifically go for in job work, which seems to be coming up quite a lot for people today, you know, sort of like broadening your horizons a little bit and, you know, just allowing employment to come in rather than sort of like, and I don't mean this nastily to you, but people in general, when they're after, you know, a job or a relationship or money, they kind of like get this, like this death grip on it. And, you know, no disrespect. And when you're holding on too tight to something, it kind of like stifles the energies out of it. So we're just saying to you as well, just sort of like, you know, loosen up a little bit and just know that the perfect job is just waiting to jump in your lap and sort of like give you a big hug and go, yes, you know, you're my perfect person, and you're saying you're my perfect job, you know, when you're just a completely good fit. But this building, it's right real bizarre because I'm trying to, and because I live in the UK, there's no point asking me what state is. I have no idea. But it's quite an I don't know. It's kind of set that I'm seeing. Right, hang on. I'm trying to do this now. Right, I'm seeing like where this road is. And it's like, oh, God, a road's in America. Crazy. Right, there's like this road and then there's this other road. And then you've got like a crossroady kind of thing, and then you have to go down this turn left. This ain't helping you, is it? But and then it's kind of like it's set, it's in a main busy area, but it's kind of set back, if that makes sense. It's not something like you would see on a main street, but
okay,
it's something. All I can suggest is when you're out walking, if you get the internal guidance to suddenly turn left, just let me know if that glass building's there, because it's just like I do see you getting employment, though. I do see you receiving some employment.
And you see what field it's in?
You what, sorry?
Do you see what field it could be in? Because I have my resumes in different fields, so it's not like I'm really cornered to one specific area.
Right, well, you see, I'm seeing you surrounded with there's computers everywhere with one of them, sort of like where you would be a secretary in one point. But then he's showing me some, like, figures as well, as in, like, accounting kind of things as well, account work. I don't even think you're 100% sure either what kind of field you'd like to settle in. It's going to be a job that... See, this job that's coming in for you, sweetheart, sorry, I'm keeping an eye on the time as well. This job that's coming in for you, although you're going to take it, I think this is your stepping stone to your next job. This is going to be like your little, I'm going to take this job for now while I look around for something else, and then something else bigger and better is going to come in for you. This is kind of like a stepping stone just to get you through at the moment.
Right. Okay. And that's okay.
Thank you, my darling. And good luck.
Thanks, Regina.
Thank you, darling.
Okay.
Well, we are quickly wrapping up the show here today, Sue. I know that we had some technical things that kind of got us off to a rocky start, but I think we had a strong finish here. So I appreciate everybody who called in today. Thank you for all of your fantastic questions, and everybody who we did not get to. Again, please feel free to go to Sue's Facebook, website, or Twitter. They are on the show page. You can click the information there. Go schedule your private reading with Sue. She would love to hear from you, and you get to spend, you know, your own dedicated time with her on your appointment.
You get
that would be really, really cool.
25% off as well. Sorry,
oh,
Garrett.
25%
off.
Mention Rated G Radio and you get 25% off. Who doesn't like
That's
a deal?
Cool.
That's always a special. So, everybody, a big thanks to Sue. We will be back on Friday morning with Tim Kaine of Boys Entrance with their brand new album called Tunnel Vision. It's a world premiere. And I thank you for being part of this show today. And hopefully you will come back and see us again soon. Sue, thank you again, and we'll see everybody on
thank
Friday morning.
You,
take care.
You've been listening to
thank
Rated G Radio.